Amad Diallo's 90th-minute winner capped a dramatic comeback as Manchester United stunned Manchester City 2-1 in the Premier League on Sunday. Piers Potter, CNT Live London. City led the derby 1-0 at the Etihad Stadium, courtesy of Josko Gvardiol's first half header, and seemed poised for victory. But in a thrilling finale, Bruno Fernandes equalised from the penalty spot in the 88th minute, and Diallo's brilliance in stoppage time handed United a much-needed win. United's head coach, Ruben Amorim, hailed the performance. "It was a very tough match, but we believed until the end. We needed this win, for us and for our fans. Something magic happened tonight." City's struggles deepen. City's struggles continued as their poor run extended to just one win in their last 11 matches across all competitions. A frustrated Pep Guardiola took responsibility. "I'm the boss, and I'm not good enough. It's as simple as that." City remains in 5th place, 5 points ahead of 13th placed United, but their title defence looks increasingly fragile. Late drama unfolds. After struggling to create chances, United's turning point came when Diallo intercepted a weak back pass from Mateus Nunes and was brought down in the box. Fernandes confidently converted the penalty to level the score. Moments later, Diallo capitalized on a long ball from Lisandro Martinez, flicking it over Ederson before calmly finishing from a tight angle. The late strike secured Amorim's first Manchester derby victory as United's coach. Chelsea closes the gap. Chelsea kept their momentum with a 2-1 victory over Brentford, reducing Liverpool's lead at the top to 2 points. Mark Cucurella and Nicholas Jackson scored for Chelsea, while Brian Mumo pulled one back for Brentford. Cucurella's late red card for a second yellow was the only blemish in an otherwise strong performance for Enzo Maresca's side, now unbeaten in 10 matches. Managerial changes at Southampton and Wolves. Southampton dismissed manager Russell Martin after a crushing 5-0 defeat to Tottenham, leaving the club 9 points adrift of safety. Wolverhampton also parted ways with head coach Gary O'Neill after dropping to 19th. At St. Mary's Stadium, Spurs delivered all 5 goals before halftime, with James Maddison netting twice and Son Heung-min, Dejan Kulusevski, and Pape Sarr also on target. The win lifted Spurs to 10th place, 5 points off the Champions League spots. Sarr inspires Palace to victory. Crystal Palace earned a crucial 3-1 win over Brighton, thanks to Ismail Assar's standout performance. Sarr scored twice and assisted Trevor Chalabar's opener, moving Palace 4 points clear of the relegation zone. Brighton, now winless in 4 matches, managed a consolation goal through a Mark Gueye-Own goal, his 2nd in 4 games. What's next? With the Premier League heating up, the spotlight remains on City's title defence, Chelsea's resurgence, and the battles at both ends of the table. As Guardiola admitted, when a big club loses like this, something is wrong, and for United, Amorim's words resonate, "This win was massive for our fans." Piers Potter, CNT Live London.